Let us pray for illumination as we hear the reading of God's word this day. Holy God, come again. As long ago you inspired, astonished, and confused the people, come to us now to fill our ears with the sound of your breath. Fill our eyes with the brilliance of your presence in each other. Fill our hearts with your good word. Amen. Well, both scripture readings today speak of the power of the Holy Spirit to bring humanity's spirituality back to life. And in both passages, it is completed through the testimony and prophesying of God's people. Ezekiel shares a vision the Lord has given to him of a valley filled with dry bones. In the 37th chapter, in verses 1 to 14, we read what the Lord asks Ezekiel to do. Let us listen together to the words of our Lord. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley, and it was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin. And put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then God said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, 'Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. And then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." In the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks of the power of the Holy Spirit that will become available to his disciples as they continue to live among God's people. After Jesus is betrayed and crucified, resurrected, and finally ascends to heaven. Let us read Jesus' words to his disciples in the Gospel of John in chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and also in chapter 16, the last part of verse 4 to verse 15. "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, you may have already noticed that today's scripture readings do not include the reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, in which we hear the story of the Spirit descending upon the disciples gathered together. Like a violent wind, the Spirit descends from the heavens. Divided tongues like fire appear above their heads, and they begin speaking about God's deeds of power in different languages. An amazing, almost unbelievable story of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The power and strength we've come to associate with the Holy Spirit is revealed in one remarkable story. The supernatural power of God Almighty has been fully revealed at the indwelling of the Spirit in the lives of God's people then and with us today. But today's passages speak of two very different moments in which the Holy Spirit is promised. And in many ways, it speaks to me more personally than the day of Pentecost in Acts. Now, don't get me wrong, I would surely choose to be there on the day of Pentecost if that were possible, but if I'm really being honest with you this day, there are more days than one that, well, I feel like one of those bones in the valley. Maybe you have felt that way too, because as we know, not every day we live is filled with a blessed celebration of the Holy Spirit, right? At the moment, I think I'm probably connecting to Ezekiel's vision of the dry bones, disconnected and certainly lifeless, laying in the valley revealed to Ezekiel by God. The setting reminds me of all of God's people who are tired and frustrated and stressed beyond everything that life has poured on them and around them. For some, it's simply the weight of living through a global pandemic. And even on the side of being vaccinated, for many of us, we still feel like life is in a limbo as we live in this time of in-between, between open and still a bit closed. Maybe you are wary from the ongoing debates of masking or unmasking, social distancing or not, and of course to vaccinate or not. For some, their weariness or frustration or stress points to something else, an unresolved conflict, an unrelenting physical pain that their doctors can't solve, or another week of job interviews that never lead to a job offer. Whatever it is that makes you feel less than happy or joyful, well, there are times when it catches up with us all. The prophet Ezekiel was called by God to do some supernatural work when the people of Israel were trapped in exile in Babylon. They were far from home. They were feeling hopeless and lost, dried up and depressed. In the middle of this spirit-draining situation, the hand of the Lord comes upon Ezekiel and gives him a vision of a valley of dry, full of bones. Mortal, can these bones live? God asked the prophet. Well, you can imagine that there is complete silence at this point, with Ezekiel wondering, is this a trick question or what? Dry, dead, disconnected, desiccated bones? Can they live? Ezekiel knows the unlimited and unpredictable power of the one Lord God, and so he says quite diplomatically, oh Lord God, you know. The people of Israel are feeling dead and dried up, defeated and scattered as they waste away in exile. But the good news is that God hasn't forgotten them, and he promises to open their graves and bring them back to their homeland. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, promises the Lord, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. But rather than God bring life to the valley of dry bones, as God could easily do, God invites Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones so that the breath of life, God's spirit, can bring them back to life. Through Ezekiel, life is renewed and bodies are restored. The key is God's spirit, an awesome life-giving power that can bring hope to the hopeless and life to the most disconnected and withered of bones. This is the spirit that Ezekiel calls upon when he says, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. This is the spirit that brings the dead to life, because it is the wind, breath, Spirit of God that fills the dead bodies and causes them to stand on their feet, a vast multitude. So the answer to God's original question to Ezekiel is really quite simple. Mortal, can these bones live? Well, yes, if they're filled with the Spirit of God. And the very same is true for all of us. This is a passage that challenges us to open ourselves to the life-giving power of God's Spirit, a Spirit that comes to us for one purpose only, so that we will know that God is Lord. It's not enough, though, to begin and end with our own understanding that God is Lord. Jesus reveals to his disciples the power the Holy Spirit will give them to testify God is Lord to everyone around them. And again, we see God creating another opportunity for God's people to bring others to the understanding of the Holy Trinity. I think it's incredible that God Almighty invites us to live with the same power of the Holy Spirit as his Son, Jesus Christ, even when God knows that we are tired and stressed and some days just ready to step aside and sit down. And yet God still calls us worthy to be God's witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, like I said, I haven't felt some days that I have the energy and enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit inside of me, and I think that's okay if we find ourselves feeling like that right now from time to time. Honestly, maybe it's a reminder to us that we do need to slow down. We need to rest. We need to take a break. I don't think God punishes us for being human, but it's another example of where the benefit of being connected to a Christian community is such a blessing. Because when we participate in the life of the church, in whatever form this church community exists, we have brothers and sisters in Christ to hold us up through the power of the Holy Spirit. There is not been a better way for my faith to be renewed than the time that I've spent with five young adults who have been confirmed as members of the church and will be received today. But I think the youth and myself, who were a part of this confirmation class, all felt just a little nervous as we began our confirmation class journey. I know I was a bit nervous because it's been quite a while since I taught youth, and on top of that, teaching them, I was trying to teach them what they needed to know about the Christian faith. Talk about a little pressure. And I know a few of them were nervous, wondering if they had to know everything about the Christian faith to become a member. But we started meeting weekly, working through lessons that pointed to four focuses. Even though we were all nervous, these four focuses touched upon love of God and love of self, love of others, and love of faith community. Our time was structured much like the early church, with a meal and fellowship, scripture readings, and faith formation. Jesus knew it was for our advantage that he ascend, because then we would receive the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that brought life to old bones, the same Spirit that caused the disciples to prophesy in languages understood by those who heard, and the same Spirit who worked in and through our confirmation members so that today they could testify to God's amazing love through the words they wrote for their statements of faith. Now, these five youth are still human, despite the indwelling of the Spirit in them, which explains why So they are still human, even though they have the Spirit dwelling within them. Part of their humanness is that they are a little nervous to stand up, except for Caleb. I think he's probably a little bit nervous, but you're going to go ahead and give it a try and read your statement. As a reflection, though, of the strength we receive through the body of Christ, four of our session members have offered to read the statements of faith from our confirmands. And so we're going to share those statements of faith right now. And I guess the orderly way we're going to do it is alphabetically. So I'm going to invite, as the statement of faith is read, I'm going to invite the elder and the confirmation member to come forward. Now, for the youth, I'm going to have mercy on you and not make you stand up at this moment. So you're going to come and sit in the front pew, but we're going to start with Gracelyn. And Gracelyn, I'm going to invite you to come and sit in the pew. So you have to come forward. And reading Gracelyn's statement of faith is Elder Jerry Aiken.
My name is Gracelyn. I am 14 years old and in the eighth grade. I attend youth group at Evangelical Baptist Church. I was baptized when I was a baby. I grew up attending Lewistown Presbyterian Church. I believe in God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that we would have the chance to not perish but have eternal life with him. I believe God calls us to love others and obey him. I believe that there is only one God who works in three ways, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is present in my life during my struggles and successes. During my struggles, I know God is there to walk with me and pull me through them. He is also there during my successes because without God, I would not be there. He leads me to that point. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is important to me. This is because without Jesus, I would not be where I am today. He has helped me through my struggles and saved me from my sins. Through reading stories of how Jesus works and how he helps his people, he has helped me. He is the one that I know will never leave my side, even if I stray away from his. To be confirmed and become a member of the church means a lot to me. To become more involved in the life of the church, I plan on helping out wherever I can, whether that is helping out at the church luncheon or helping someone that needs it. Throughout my life, I want to use my gifts to serve God. Some things I could use my gifts for is music. I could play music to worship God and for others to worship God. I could also use my gifts of helping people, participating in church and members of the church, helping me live out my faith. They help me learn more about God and the life of the church. Going to church and youth group helps me believe and trust in God. Listening to Christian music and praying also helps. Seeing God's work in my life and other people helps my faith grow stronger. When I was baptized, the church and my family made a promise to raise me to know Jesus Christ. Today, I promise to continue my faith and love for Jesus Christ. When I take communion, I remember Jesus' love for me. This is my statement of faith and what I believe about Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Good job, Grace Lynn.
Thank you, Jerry. Next is Bailey. And Bailey, I'm going to invite you to come forward and have a seat next to Grace Lynn as your statement of faith is read by Scott.
My name is Bailey. I'm 14 years old, and I'm in the eighth grade. I've been going to church at Lewistown Presbyterian Church for about 8 years. I participate in the youth group, and I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that the Father is God and representation of the Holy Spirit's power and work. The Son is Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son, and a representation of God's love and power on earth. The Holy Spirit is God's power, and what God is, and what his power is. God has been at work in my life just like he has in many others. God gives me support during rough times in my life, and helps me support others in their rough times. He has helped me through times at school where I'm struggling socially, or even just with schoolwork. He has even been at work when I didn't need him, but he still shows his love for me. He is at work keeping me listening to music. He is always at work in my life and yours. My relationship with God is very important to me. My parents taught me that it is important to represent God and praise him and his goodness. I know that I should listen to my parents, and I should listen to God's word. To be confirmed to me is to be part of the church and confirm my life for the church, the Holy Spirit, and God's work. Once I am confirmed, I plan to assist the church when assistance is needed. That may involve helping with vacation Bible school, luncheons, the nursery, or any other place that needs assistance. I plan to continue participating in youth group and other groups involved with the church. I hope to continue to attend church after high school and later in my life. I would like to play music with a worship band or group later in my life and maybe go to a new church if I move. Here at the church, I have done many things and many things have been done for me to expand my faith. Some of these things could be as simple as Jenny buying me my own Bible, or meeting new friends through the church. Lots of good deeds people have done for me in the church have kept me in the light of God. This is my statement of faith. I love God, his people, his ways, and the church.
Wonderful. All right, our third confirmand is Mackenzie. If you'll come forward, you can have a seat by Bailey, and reading Mackenzie's statement of faith is mercy.
My name is Mackenzie, and I am 15 years old. I am in ninth grade. I participate in youth group and help sometimes with the community luncheons. I enjoy babysitting, too. I live with Pastor Sarah and her husband Jim in the manse. When I was little, I did not really know that God was real. I never went to church until I met Sarah. I met Sarah through Big Brothers Big Sisters program. I did not know anything about God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. I went to church with Sarah almost every Sunday. My mom and siblings did not think about going to church until I invited them to come with me. In January of 2014, my brother, sister, and I were baptized at the First United Presbyterian Church in Du Bois. There was a time, though, when my family and I stopped going to church. I had to stop seeing Sarah. We were going through some family issues. I eventually moved in with Sarah and Jim. I remember that day being the best day ever. I began going back to church again and got to live with someone who's like a second mom to me. Jim also helps me a lot. Their extended family is my family, too. The more and more I went to church, I learned that God is real. Some people have some troubles knowing whether God is real or not, but I believe God is real. He has been with me through the toughest events of my life. I know God loves me no matter the situation. He helped me through these situations. My relationship with Jesus is important because he shows me how to live my life as a Christian believer. Jesus Christ died for my sins and gives me everlasting life. Because Jesus loves me, I try to share the same love with the other people. I do not know everything about the Holy Spirit. I know that the Holy Spirit is in me. I know that the Holy Spirit helps me make good choices. The Holy Spirit answers my prayers when I speak and prays for me when I can't find the words to say. I may not know everything about Christianity after this confirmation class, but I want to keep learning. I still have more books in the Bible to read. While I'm reading the Bible, I'm sure I'll learn more. I hope as I continue to learn about Jesus that I can teach someone about Jesus by what I say and what I do. When I think about my participation in a church community like Lewistown Presbyterian Church, I know I enjoy weekly worship and seeing people. When I take communion, I think about how much Jesus loves me. I feel comfortable visiting the elderly in their homes and the nursing homes. I think this is the way I can participate in church. Helping others is important to me. I am glad God has led me to Lewistown Presbyterian Church at this point in my faith journey. I commit to being a part of our church family to the best of my abilities.
All right, Caleb. I invite you to come forward to share your statement of faith.
I'm Caleb, and I am 12 years old, and I'm in seventh grade, and I believe in the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the work in the day-to-day lives of all people, and I believe in the teachings of the church and the work of mission. I believe in the teachings of the Bible and the acts of the Trinity. God has been at work in my life daily. He helps me through my struggles. A relationship with Jesus Christ is important to me. It is important so that I may love and be kind to others and in turn love God. To be confirmed would mean to become a part of the church and the church family. To be involved in the life of the church, I would love to be worship assistant more often, help with serving meals, and help with anything that is needed in the preschool. Serving the church is helpful to me in my beliefs because it teaches me fellowship and mission. I will dedicate my time and talents to the church and mission and furthering my relationship with God. Going to church and participating in the church has helped me to believe and trust in God. God's goodness has been shown in the ministry and outreach of our church. He works through each one of us to show his love. I believe that the church exists in mission, and I believe in the Presbyterian way of worship. God calls each person to live out their faith differently. I will dedicate my talents and gifts to helping other people and to helping other people and the church. I believe in God, who created all things. I believe in the Holy Bible, the Word of God. I believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ and that he is the Son of God, born to the Virgin Mary in a manger, given gifts from wise men and shepherds. He was blessed by the Holy Spirit. He suffered on the cross, died, and descended into hell. On the third day after his death, he rose again. Christ suffered and died on the cross, then ascended into heaven. At this moment, the sins of the world were atoned for and forgiven. God had redeemed his people. In conclusion, when I am confirmed into the church, I will be a wholehearted member. I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Great. Thank you, Caleb. You can have a seat by Mackenzie. And last but certainly not least is our final confirmand, Bo. Bo, you can come up and have a seat by Caleb. And reading Bo's statement, reading his statement is his pop, Ed.
Welcome and congratulations to our newest members. My name is Bo. I am 13 years old, turning 14 years old on September 3rd. I live with both my parents, Rob and Tara, and my sister Margot and our golden doodle, Jovi. I am finishing seventh grade. I am an excellent student, with my favorite classes being language arts and social studies. My passion outside of school comes from playing sports. I play baseball, basketball, and will be starting my first season of football this year. I also enjoy spending lots of time in nature. I enjoy hunting, fishing, and spending time with my pop, dad, and uncle in the woods. I have been attending Lewistown Presbyterian Church all my life, and so is my sister. My mom and nanny and pop have also been members their whole lives, and also my great-grandparents. My dad came here from St. John's Lutheran Church when they got married. I was baptized in this church on March 30th, 2008, by Pastor King. God is always present in my life. I believe that God has created all things in our world. He gives us all that we have and all that we need. Without him, we have nothing and we are nothing. God is the most important piece of all people. For me personally, he has blessed me with a great family, some good athletic talents, and being a good student, and being a good, loving, helpful, and caring person. He is full of love, grace, and forgiveness. His ability to love everyone unconditionally is as great as his power to forgive anyone who will accept him. We have all done things that we shouldn't have and sinned, and still have the ability to be forgiven by him, if we just ask. God loves us no matter what. I think this is God's greatest power and gift to all of us. I believe God will always love me and will forgive me for all my mistakes if I just ask him. My baptism was just the beginning of my relationship with God. Through it, I needed the help of my family and others in the church family to help me to learn the ways of being a good Christian. My participation in communion reminds me to continue to thank Jesus for his sacrifice to all of us and to ask for forgiveness of my sins. Now, my confirmation into the church makes my relationship with God and my church family permanent. It is my final step at becoming a member of the church, but not my final step at continuing to learn the ways of God. I will keep learning about my faith my whole life, and still not know it all, but know that God will be helping to guide me in everything that I do.
Thank you, Ed. Well, I don't know about all of you, but I certainly feel the breath of the Holy Spirit whenever I hear the testimonies of God's people. And we've certainly heard beautiful testimonies from five of our youth today. Now, they had 400 to 600 words that they could use to share their witness. Some of you took on my challenge at the beginning of the month to share a testimony in 10 or less words. And here Here are some of the responses that were sent to me. Someone testified with one word, forgiven. Other testimonies were, the Lord has given me all that I need, all me, all three, all free. Still under construction, but thanks to God's love, that's okay. I was lost, but Christ found me. Self-controlled turmoil, surrendering on my knees, given godly peace. It's well with my soul because Christ died for me. I am living with hope because Christ died for me. Friends, there is honestly a valley of dry bones all around us. People are tired in so many ways. People are dying in so many ways. People are disconnected in so many ways. So keep sharing your stories, because with the work of the Spirit, they will bring life to others. Alleluia. Amen. Let us now stand and join in our next hymn, We Are One in the Spirit.